每一次唱一首诗歌嘅时候咧，我哋嘅魂啊都好兴奋嘅。
Every time we sing this hymn, our soul are uplifted.
但我唔知道点解啲人会瞓咗觉嘅。
I don't know. It seems like some of us are not awakened quite yet.
Okay, dear 主, 我今朝早要同弟兄姊妹一同交通嘅，正系呢一首嘅诗歌所提嘅中心。
Thank the Lord. This morning, I'd like to share the theme of the hymn we just sung.
Kelvin, 麻煩你。我們有些 technical 的 problem,
think we're working on the projectors.
請我們耐心。你 set 了這個monitor 去不是 Zoom 的啦，哎，你又啱啦 ，very good。弟兄姊妹，呢个系我今朝早愿意同弟兄姊妹一齐交通嘅题目。
This is a theme of what I like to share with brother and sister this morning。
经文咧，我哋系从路加福音第十六章第一到十五节。
We'll go to Luke chapter 16, verse 1
through 15.
How about we all open our Bible and read together? Because of time, we won't read all.
由第一节呢，就读到去第十节。
Verse 1 through 10 that we'll read.
路加福音第十六章第一节开始，我哋一齐嚟读，好吗？慢慢读。耶稣又对门徒说：一个财主的管家，别人当他告他浪费主人的财物，主人叫他来对他说：我告诉怎么样呢？你经营的交代明白。因你不能再作我的管家，那管家心里说：主人辞我，不用我再作管家，我将来做什么？坐地呢？无力，讨饭呢？怕臭，我知道怎样行。好叫人在我不作管家之后，接我到他们家里去。于是把欠他主人债的。一个一个地叫了来，问头一个说：你欠我主人多少？他说：一百克有。管家说：拿你的账快坐下，这五十。又问一个说：你欠多少？他说：一百石墨子。管家说：拿你的账写八十。主人就夸赞这二的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上较比光明之子更加聪明。我又告诉你们，要藉着那不义的钱财结交朋友。到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永的帐幕里去。人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。在最小的事上不义，在地事上也不义。好，我哋就读到呢一度啊。我哋而家低头做一啲祷告。
Let's bow for further word of prayer.
主啊，我哋感谢你俾我哋机会又嚟到你嘅面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we can come before you.
主啊，我哋承认我哋系缺乏嘅。
We confess we are lacking much.
但却喺你嘅里边丰富。
But in you, we have all.
求我哋嘅主藉着今朝早嘅呢段嘅时间。主啊，你向我哋说话。
May you speak to us through this time, Lord.
主啊，我哋将你嘅话已经读完，求你自己亲自嘅嚟到洁净。
We have read your word, ask you to cleanse.
又将我哋带进去更深嘅认知嘅里头。
take us to a deeper understanding.
求主你纪念这段的时间。
Lord, remember this time.
愿你自己荣耀你自己的名。
Glorify your own name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好。路加福音十六章第一呢一段嘅说话。
In this passage in Luke chapter 15, 16.
啊，总括嘅嚟睇，嗰个中心思想系好强调人喺神面前作为一个忠心嘅人。
This overall theme is to emphasize that a person before God ought to be faithful.
所以咧，我今朝早就用呢一段嘅圣经咧，同弟兄姊妹嚟交通。我分四点嚟交通。
I'll share on four points.
第一点咧就系讲到财主的管家
，the rich man steward。
第二点系讲不义的管家
，the unrighteous steward。
同埋第三点系忠心的管家
，thirdly a faithful steward。
最后就系我哋都要喺神面前嚟交账。
And lastly, the settlement。
咁我哋记得路加十五章嗰度嗰三个比喻咧，亦都曾经同弟兄姊妹用好几次嘅交通嚟到交通过。
And if you recall, brother and sister, we use a few of the times to cover chapter 15, the three parables.
大家都记得吓，嗰度系。一个比喻讲到迷羊嘅比喻。
We talk about the lost sheep.
又讲到失咗钱嘅比喻。
A parable of the lost coin.
最后有一个小儿子嘅比喻。
And the prodigal son, the young son.
但系总括嘅嚟讲，十五章路加福音十五章里边，神要向人嚟表达嘅。
But overall, in chapter 15, what is God trying to convey to man?
就是话俾世人知道乜嘢事情发生系令到神最心满意足，而且系俾佢欢喜快乐嘅感觉嘅。
It should tell us what causes God to be satisfied, to have a joyful heart.What event that happened that would cause him to be satisfied?
从咁样嘅记载，我哋睇见就睇见啦。哦，原来神你系咁样谂嘢噶，又神你嘅心意系咁样嘅。
From these scriptures parable, we can see, oh God, you are thinking this way. You value these things.
咁神最喜悦见到嘅事情系乜嘢呢
？So what does God desire to see the most?
就系见到佢所做嘅人。佢人嘅心智从错误嘅当中回转过嚟。
It is that man can turn from the wrong to the right，
令佢最高兴见到嘅就系佢所结造嘅人，佢哋嘅喺行动上边从失败嘅路上转回过嚟。
What causes God to be so joyful? It is when he see man turn from their error to be corrected。
咁所以你仲如果你仲記得嘅話咧，十五章嗰度講到，當呢個迷羊咧被揾翻嚟之後
，Remember the lost sheep after the shepherd found the lost sheep。
最感到高興嘅唔係嗰只迷咗路嘅羊
，Who has the most joy？
就係嗰個出去揾羊嘅嗰個牧人。
It was a shepherd who went out and find the lost sheep.
同时呢，嗰个唔见咗钱嘅，嗰块银呢，佢当然佢冇感觉咧，但系最高兴嘅就系揾翻到呢一嚿钱嘅呢个女人。
And we see the woman who found the lost coin, and she was most joyful.
同时我们又记得那个小儿子当他醒悟过来之后他要回去父亲那里的时候最高兴的就是哪位父亲
And who shares the most joy after the younger son came back home? It was the father.
所以看见主耶稣是用这个这样的比喻来告诉我们他在这里 最高兴嘅，令佢最开心嘅事系乜嘢事？
So we see that when Jesus is speaking these parables, what causes his heart to have most joy?
啊，故此弟兄姊妹，当我哋读到呢啲话嘅时候
，So when we read these words，
啊，我哋又知道，哦，神，你嘅心意原来系咁样样嘅。
You see that God, this is your heart。
既然佢已经向我哋表露咗佢嘅心意系咁样样啦，咁我哋嘅反应又系乜嘢呢？
If God had already shown us His heart as such, what ought to be our response?
我哋嘅反应系咪话哦咁样啊？你有你，我有我，中意点做就点做咧，系咪？
So do we fold our hands and say, God, this is your heart. You do your own thing. I'll do mine.
唔系嘅，弟兄姊
妹。Is that so?
主藉着呢啲嘅比喻话俾我哋听，俾我哋睇见佢想点样。咁我哋就照着佢嗰个意思嚟到活，咁样我哋就系神所喜悦嘅人。
The Lord show us His heart desire, show us His will, and for us to have a response to identify with what He likes.
啊，咁但系你话呢啲说话，我哋咪悔改咗咯？我哋已经信咗耶稣啦，我已经系唔使再。轉回啦，我唔再係迷羊啦嘛。
Well, you may have said in your heart, well, I'm not a lost sheep anymore. I already repented and followed the God.
啊，尤其是十五章，佢主耶穌講呢班説話嘅對象係嗰啲税吏、罪人、文士、法利賽人。
Well, especially 15, the Lord is speaking especially to the tax collectors and the sinners.
啊，嗰啲人係應該悔改噶啦。
Yes, they.Ought to repent.
啊！嗰啲未行信耶稣嘅人就要悔改噶啦。
They were unbeliever. They ought to repent.
啊！我哋信咗啦，使乜改啫
？I already believe. What do you need from me？
系咪咁啊
？Is that so？
我哋系咪全完全系完整无瑕疵啊？我哋完全冇错嘅。
So we already perfected. We are good enough. Is that so？
啊！当然主有恩典俾我哋，我哋保守我哋嘅脚步，唔止行差踏错。
Yes, Lord, give us grace to protect our footsteps. Correct？
啊，呢个系一个原则啊，弟兄姊妹。
But this is a principle, brothers and sisters.
所以我哋必须要跟住呢个原则嚟活。
You need to follow this principle to live.
咁啊，但系主嘅说话唔系净系停喺呢度喎。
But the Lord did not stop there.
但系我哋有路加十六章。
We have the next chapter, 15 of chapter.
咁主耶稣同呢啲文士、法利賽人、罪人、税吏講完之後
，So after the conversation to the tax collectors and the sinners and the Pharisees，
十六章第一節我哋讀過啦。主點樣啊？耶穌又對門徒説
16:1， He also said to his disciples。
所以咧，十五章嘅時候，主耶穌同啲文士、法利賽人、税吏、罪人講説話。
So 15。Was a conversation toward Pharisees and scribes.
希望佢哋回轉過嚟。
We are hoping for their repentance.
十六章主耶穌就同啲門徒講説話。
And chapter 16 are directed toward the disciples.
呢一番嘅説話係對住一班願意跟隨主嘅人嘅正面嘅説話。
Those are the ones that were willingly follow the Lord.
讲乜嘢呢？
What is the content?
讲出一个服侍神应嘅人应该有嘅服侍嘅态度。
It speaks of a person that serves the Lord, his attitude.
同时亦都教导我哋点样做人。
In the same way, it teaches how we ought to live.
乜嘢系正面嘅有准确嘅服侍嘅态度呢？弟兄姊妹。
What is a positive attitude in service?
啊，乜嘢系正面又准确嘅服侍嘅态度啊
？What is a positive and a correct attitude in service?
啊，唔敢讲。题目咪讲咗俾你听咯。
And
要忠心啊。
And that was in the topic, right? To be faithful.
记唔记得
？Do you remember?
我哋唱嗰个诗歌。
Be true. Remember, we just sang it.
读过嘅系圣经。
The scripture we just read.
要忠心。
Be true.
咁咩叫忠心
？What does that mean?
咩忠心？弟兄姊妹。
How faithful?
我咧就列出两个啫。我相信弟兄姊妹你可以 有更多更深的了解。
I have listed only 2 points, but I'm sure we could have much more.
忠心嗰啲人就系全力以赴嘅人。
Faithfulness first means go all the way.
但嗰个只不过系对事情嘅处理啫。
It was speaking of how you deal with certain things.
譬如话交托你一件嘅事情。
For example, you're committed on a task.
你就不遗余力地去全力以赴。
So you put forth all your effort and go all the way.
将佢办得最好。
And you do it the best.
将佢处理得完备。
Of your abilities.
做事嘅时候你要忠心。
When you take care of this task.
但系呢个忠心从边度嚟嘅呢？
But where does faithfulness come from?
从边度嚟啊？
Where does it come from?
从敬畏嗰度开始。
It start with an awe. You have a
敬畏神嗰度开始。
You have a God-fearing heart. That's where it start with.
你记得民数记嗰度讲过一个人叫做加勒。
Remember there Caleb in Numbers in the book of Numbers.
神对佢嘅评价系点样样？弟兄姊妹记唔记得
？And what was God's compliment to him?
神话加勒佢另一个心智，佢专一嘅跟从我。
Caleb has another spirit. He faithfully follow God.
佢呢个人里边有一个嘅志愿。
Within him, there's a strong desire.
要跟随主。
To follow.
而且系专一嘅跟随。
And wholeheartedly set his heart.
唔系呢，周围恶，周围望下。冇事干冇干啦，就跟有事就唔跟咁样，唔系嗰啲嘅。
He was not distracted when he's busy. He kind of slack off a little, but no, he wholeheartedly all his focus was on that one task.
即使外边有啲咩嘅事情嚟到搞扰你
，despite of our circumstance to distract，
仍然嘅系跟随，因为佢嘅志向，佢嘅立咗志系要咁样做。
But he set his heart on that one thing God gave him to do.
呢个叫全力以赴
，and that's go all the way。
点解佢要咁样样
？Why so？
因为佢知道跟随嘅系呢一位边位永生嘅神。
Because he know that he was following the living God。
你我今日坐喺呢度为咗乜嘢
？You and me sitting together, sitting here。
如果你唔认识呢位永生嘅神，唔认识呢位救主。
If we do not know our Savior, He's a living God.
你坐喺呢度系亚时间。
We are sitting here for no good reason.
因此佢对神系一心一意。
He had a singleness of heart toward God.
忠心嘅意思就系你里边冇再有别的嘅意念。
Faithfulness meaning.You are wholeheartedly focused.
亦都冇别一啲嘅企图。
Has no other intention.
所以对主冇疑心。
There's no second guessing God.
系啦，冇错。对主嘅事情尽力而为。
Toward the task that the Lord gives you, you put in all your effort.
全力以赴，你做得最好。
You go all the way, do the best of your abilities.
呢个就系忠心。
This is faithfulness.
因此弟兄姊妹，第一点要同你交通嘅系财主嘅管家。
Now we come to the rich man steward。
好啦，首先弟兄姊妹，我哋要解决嘅一个思想问题就系、是、喺第一章啊，唔系十六章第一节嗰度指住嗰个财主，系讲到喺佢呢一个比喻嘅里边。这个人做工的个地方的老板。
Here, there was a certain rich man who had a steward. So he's talking about this steward. He had a boss.
是的。这个主人呢就请了一个仆人来做他家的管家这样。
So this boss is a rich man, and he hires someone, a steward, to take care of his things.
那我们知道管家的意思是管家只是一个是一个名词来的。
You know, a steward is a noun.
啊，一个名称啊，
It's a title.
啊，某某管家咁样样，但系同时咧，亦都系佢工作嘅范围嚟嘅。
And it speak of the area of his work, the scope of his work.
他工作的范围呢就是管理呢个成个屋企嘅所有嘅事务，包括财务同啊嗰啲嘅出纳嘅问题。
His job description area is to take care of everything within the household, including finance.
管家呢虽然是有权调动他的老板的资源，但是他没权将这些资源占为己有。
And he has every authority to maneuver, move things around as far as what belongs to his master. But he cannot take them for his own.
更加呢，唔可以将呢个老板嘅财物呢用喺自己嘅身上。
But he cannot use his master's goods for his own advantage.
我哋记得喺圣经嘅里边有一个人，佢叫做约瑟。
And we recall there is a person named Joseph in the Bible.
咁佢嘅事情呢记载喺创世记。
And his story is recorded in Genesis.
系啦，星期五晚上咧，弟兄姐妹，你好快咧就会读到约瑟嘅故事，39章。
And brothers on Friday will come to his stories.
佢系雅各嘅仔。
And he was a son of Jacob.
佢有11个兄弟。
He had 11 brothers.
咁但系咧，呢个约瑟咧就好被佢父亲所爱。 所以呢，特別嘅鍾錫佢。And
he was father's favorite son.
錫到一個地步呢，佢啲哥哥都妒忌佢。Favorite
to a point that other brothers look at him as jealous.
啊！呢哥哥呢，就狼到不得了啊，就將佢睇唔過眼，就將佢賣咗出去。And
they don't like him to a point they wanted they sold him.
將佢賣咗去埃及。 最後落喺一個埃及人嘅大臣叫做波提佛嘅家中。And
they sold him to Egypt. Eventually, he went down to work for Potiphar. He was a official of Pharaoh in Egypt.
係啦，喺嗰度做咩咧？做工人。And
what does he do? He was a servant.
本來係一個掌上明珠喺父親嘅家中咧，父親視佢如珠如寶嘅。
He was previously the precious one in his household, in his family,
because of that.
But now he was a slave.
但是无论如何，这个他的生命，他的人生。
But that's his transition in his life.
但是这个人呢，在神的面前很蒙恩。
But this person found much grace before God's eyes.
甚至说神叫他呢,百事顺利。
Whatever his hand touched, everything that go through Joseph's hands prosper. God caused him to prosper.
咁但系咁样子呢个主人呢，呢个老板呢，好睇起佢啊，要佢嚟到侍候主人。
And Potiphar, his master, saw this and he greatly wanted to use Joseph to take care of his household. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house.
什么意思呢?就是叫他做管家,
and all that he had, he put under his authority. He was a steward.
主人真系大性情噶啦，将所有嘅嘢都交喺佢嘅手中。佢话圣经话咧，除咗佢自己食嘅饭之外，其他一切都唔知道，系点样嘅情况。So
Potiphar is such a character that he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and Joseph and Potiphar did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate.
从这两节的圣经里面，我们就看见，第一，这个主人家对约瑟是绝对的信任。We
see that Potiphar, the master, completely trusted Joseph.
同时，亦都告诉我们，约瑟这个人是绝对可以信任的。
And on the other hand, we see Joseph was completely trustworthy.
以至到呢,他主人家將所有的事情都給了他,除了自己吃那碗飯之外,其他的什麼都不用理.
That's why the master entrusts him everything of the house except for the bowl of rice. Maybe rice, that was part for each.
約瑟就是一個這樣的人.
That is such a person, Joseph.
叫主人家全無後顧之憂的.
The master don't have to care of anything.
這個是聖經裡面真 直接地提出,說他是一個管教.
And this is speaking of Joseph as a steward.
這個管家的心智,就是我們剛才說的,忠心.
So this is a heart desire that we talked about earlier. He was wholeheartedly, faithfully serving the master.
聖經裡面同時亦都有另外一個人,他叫做摩西. 聖經明明地說出他一生是被神來使用.
There was another person in the Bible, his name is Moses, and his whole life he was used by God.
摩西的事幹,弟兄姊妹,你一定清楚了,不用在這裡說了.
Yeah, you must have read of Moses, brothers and sisters.
但是聖經怎樣提他呢? 在希伯來書3章5節.
How did the Bible describe Moses in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5?
聖經說摩西為僕人,在神的全家, 誠然盡忠.
That Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant.
講明一件事情, 摩西的人是值得去信任的, 因為他裡面有忠心.
Moses, you can entrust him, Moses, because he was faithful in all his house as a servant.
就是因為他有忠心, 所以 神喜悦他,神要用他,用他来证明将来必传说的事情.
Because Moses was faithful, it's for a testimony of those things which will be spoken afterward.
这两个人在圣经里面是很明显的,告诉我们,什么,怎样的人是神的管家.
But these two characters, the Bible tells us plainly that they were faithful and they were stewards.
还有一个做管家的人,他应有的一个心智.
To be a steward, what kind of heart attitude they ought to possess?
那你说,这个世界上,老实说,只有一个摩西,只有一个约瑟。 你和我都不是。
Well, you say in this world, only one Moses and one Joseph, me and you. We're not no equal.
What do they have to do with us?
If you remember the word of God, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10.
他说,各人要照所得的恩赐,彼此服侍作神,百般恩赐的什么?好管家。
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as a good stewards of the manifold grace of God. To one another, who are they referring to? Are we the one standing up here? So that's not one another. As each one has received a gift, it's every one of us.
同埋所有神嘅言语,
and all the,
在世界各地, 古今中外,
and all the brothers and sisters throughout the whole world.
我哋各人都要照神俾我哋嘅恩赐嚟到服侍.
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. As a good steward.
在圣经呢,在提多书那里明明讲呢,监督,即是长老。长老是神的管家。
In Titus, it speaks of overseer, which is the elders.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹,各人,无论你是长老,是执事, 是大查经,或者是主日来坐在这里,神的言语。
When we speak of each other and one another, no matter we're elders, deacons, those who are leading Bible studies, or just plainly, we are just coming to listen to the message, right? But all of us ought to be good stewards.
So, you know,
please do not think that those stewards are the one standing up speaking, the elders, deacons, and the leaders, and so on.
同时呢, 作长老执事站讲台带查经那些弟兄姊妹，你亦都唔好以为只系你先至系服侍系神嘅管家。
And those brothers and sisters, please do not think that we are the stewards of the house of God.
因为圣经明明嘅讲啊嘛，各人要照所各人啊，各人要照着神俾嗰个恩赐作好管家。
There, each of us, we have received a gift, and let's serve one another with it.
我哋每一个人都有唔同嘅恩赐，嗰个意思即系话神让你最就手嘅嗰样嘅事情。
As each one has received a gift, what you have is your talent that I don't have.
但无论系乜嘢嘅恩赐，乜嘢嘅事上面，你就就手。
But whatever it is, you are best at.
神话，你就要照着你所有嘅嚟到作嗰个好管家。According
to that gift that you have, that you received, that you are good at, serve it, use it, minister it to one another.
不过作神嘅管家嘅人呢，神又系有啲特别嘅要求嘅噃。
And being a steward, God had some requirements.
啊，咩要求呢？ 如果你记得读提多书一章第七节，
What are they? If you read Titus chapter 1 verse 7,
佢话作神嘅管家嘅系点样啊？必须无可指责，不任性，不暴躁，不因酒之事误打人，不贪不义之财。
To be an elder,
yeah, go ahead.
Must be blameless. As a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money.
哦，咁你话，诶，点会啊？我都唔会打人嘅，咁差嘅咩？
And you say, I would not lay my hands on anyone. I'm not like that.
有冇任性过啊？
Have you been self-willed?
有冇暴躁过啊？
Quick-tempered?
有冇发过脾气啊？
Quick-tempered.
咁当然我哋唔。 我哋唔饮酒嘅，不过间中饮下啦。我唔会醉酒嘅。Not
given to wine, not drunk, but we have wine once in a while.
我亦都唔会贪不义之财。Not
greedy for money.
啊，感谢主。Thank
God.
最得闲到我哋有几样嘢，唔会系咁样样。There's
some minimum guidelines that we do not go over, right?
咁但係呢個只係行動上邊俾人睇到嘅啫噃。
But that is something that we carry out to be seen by others.
啊，你如果你出手打人，冇理由俾人知嘅。
I mean, really hit someone, then.
但係繼續嘅講落去，嗰啲做管家嘅人，佢仲有條有呢個條件嘅噃。嗰啲條件就係你係咪樂意接待遠人啊？係咪好善啊？莊重、公平、聖潔、至慈嘅。
But there's more. You got to be hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled.
呢啲係睇唔到嘅。
Something that you cannot see.
喺外邊嘅人睇唔到啊！呢啲係裏邊嘅事情。
That is something from within, not something you can see outwardly.
我冇意思，亦都唔會指責弟兄姊妹。啊，你咁樣嘅話唔係幾啱喎，你咁。
So I'm not using these Bible verses to tell brother and sister, oh no, you have bad temper, no good. We're not doing that. But we ought to know who we are before God ourselves.
如果你说我不知道，我是什么？
If you say, I do not know, really? Am I really like so?
咁弟兄姊妹，你就要翻到去神嘅面前，你问神啊，神啊，我系咪咁样咧？
So brother and sister, come back to God and ask Him yourself.
Am
I really that bad? Or just what William is saying?
回去自己,回去跟神讨论,
Come back and have a discussion.
但是无论如何,
but no matter what,
作管家的,
to be a steward.
圣经哥林多前书四章一至两节.
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
别人应当以我们是基督的执事,是神奥秘事的管家.
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
盼望弟兄姊妹啊,我们在众人的面前,能够真是显出你是神奥秘事的管家,不是一个管家婆.
May brother and sister, each of us, to be able to show forth that we are stewards of the mysteries of God.
对于一个管家,
and there is a requirement of the stewardship.
除了刚才上面讲的,无可指责,不任性,不暴躁,不因酒滋事,不打人,不贪而知财之外,
aside from those qualities about not being self-will, not quick temper, given to wine and so on.
圣经那句最重要的四章第二节,
it's in chapter 4, verse 2 in 1 Corinthians.
所求于管家的就是要他有忠心.
Moreover, it is required in stewards that one to be found faithful.
所求于管家的就是他有忠心.
Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
对谁有忠心?
Toward who?
忠心自己啊?
Faithful to yourself?
我是这样的啦,
this is how I am.
I'm
always like this. All my life, I'm like this. I'm the same.
是不是这样?
Is that so?
15章那里说, 你是罪人,你是民事法利赛人, 你都要回转.
Chapter 15 of Luke, right? Talk about the Pharisees and the scribe. They ought to turn, repent.
忠于谁?
Who do we ought to be faithful to?
我们是为神奥秘的管家, 那求于这个神奥秘的管家的人要求他对谁忠心?
We are stewards, supposed to be stewards of the mysteries of God. So who is laying for this requirement to be faith, to be faithful?
明显嘛,
is it obvious?
要对神有忠心,
that we ought to be faithful toward God.
要那位奥秘事的神要有忠心.
That's the one God who holds the mysteries, 对, that we ought to be faithful toward.
对基督,
to be faithful to Christ.
你千万不要说,
oh, please do not say, oh, I'm faithful to the person who's speaking.
或者说你对这里的长老执事小组查经的组长有忠心.
Don't say, oh, I'm faithful toward the leadership, the elders, deacons, and the Bible leaders, Bible group leaders, and so on.
弟兄姊妹,如果你是这样的话, 我要告诉你,你就错了.
Oh, please, that's an error.
你方向错了.
That's the wrong direction.
对象错了.
That's the wrong subject.
内容.
Object. Wrong content.
我们对主基督有忠心.
That we ought to be faithful toward God and Christ.
忠心这个字听来好像也都有点抽象的.
Faithful, it seems a little bit abstract. This word, faithful.
老实告诉弟兄姊妹, 忠心其实是一个性格.
Brother and sister, to say it plainly, faithfulness is a characteristic, a virtue.
这个性格能够在具体的生活当中表现出来的.
And this characteristic can be manifested through our life, what we do.
刚才我们不是讲过那个约瑟的故事吗?
we talk about Joseph, right?
雖然係冇詳盡，但係從幾節嘅聖經嘅裏邊咧，你慢慢嘅嚟參透啊嗰件嘅事情。
Not the whole story, but just from a few verses.
因為佢辦事忠盡忠，
because he was faithful in all that he do.
以至到佢咁樣嘅態度嚟到生活，咁樣嘅性情嚟到工作，使佢家主人。
And based on that faithful attitude, he carried out his work, and that's why his masters see it and don't have to care about anything else. The master don't have to care about anything else because he know very well that Joseph will take care of all things. Because Joseph was faithful.
咁啊，佢個故事咧就唔係淨係停喺呢度嘅。咁後來咧，佢就有件事情發生啦。咁聖經話佢真係好靚仔嘅。Oh,
the story went on, and he was a good-looking person.
啊，結果咧，嗰個女主人咧就走嚟勾引佢。So
the master's wife come and tempt him.
咁佢嘅結果咧就係約瑟冇遵從到，仲喺嗰度溜咗出嚟，走咗逃走咗。
But Joseph refused, and he escaped.
他的理由是什么呢?
What was his reason?
他说我不能够在这件事情上面得罪我的主人。
Oh, I cannot do any wrong, offend my master on this matter.
意思就是说我不能够对我的主人不忠。
Meaning that I cannot be unfaithful to or my master.
他说我更加不可以得罪神。And
he said, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？约瑟不只是在某一件事情上面忠心，他整个人都是一个忠心的人。Brother
and sister, we see that he's not only faithful in certain tasks, but it's his person is embedded in his character.
最後，如果你讀創世記睇到最尾嘅時候咧，佢成為咗埃及地嘅一個嘅宰相。And
later you see the end of Genesis, he became the prime minister of the whole Egypt.
因為嗰陣時個法老咧見到佢咁樣嘅人咧，佢就話：啊，從今以後你可以咧掌管我嘅家啦。咁啊，41章40節。
Because eventually Pharaoh also saw the same characteristic in Joseph and wanted him to take care of everything he has.
一个忠心的人的一个例子。
This example of a faithful person.
第二点,
Second,
不义的管家,
unrighteous steward.
16章第一节开始就讲俾我哋听。 嗰度記載住一個財主嘅屋企嘅裏邊有一個管家。In
Luke chapter 16, it begins to describe that steward living under the rich man, his master.
嗱，呢個管家咧，就同我哋頭先講嘅約瑟咧，就係完全係兩回事。Now
this steward is completely opposite of Joseph, that good steward.
約瑟咧就叫個主人家。
Joseph does not cause the master any anxiety, any care, right?
但呢一个嘅管家呢，就叫主人伤透脑筋。Oh,
but this steward, he causes
bring trouble,
bring the the master some troubles.
所以佢话呢一个财主嘅管家呢，人哋嚟。 控告佢，投訴佢，去浪費主人嘅財物啊！Oh
yeah, someone came and accused him, accused the steward of wasting his master's goods, squandering his master's goods.
我哋一睇就知道佢唔淨止係嗰個辦事唔忠心嘅人。So
now we see that not only he's not faithful,
佢仲係一個假公濟私嘅人。
And he is the one that is
He takes things in his own hands and for his own gain.
Yeah. 我哋用廣東話咧，就可能會容易明白啲。 佢係嗰啲穿櫃桶底嘅人。
Oh, he would steal things from his owner, from his master.
咁啊，呢個主人，呢個老闆收到啲投訴之後咧，就覺得唉，唔掂喎，呢個人。
So someone brought the accusation to the master, the rich man.
即係話佢唔稱職啦。
And oh, that's a problem. He's not doing his job.
唔稱職咁啊點啊？
What should we do?
炒啦。
Should we fire him?
咁係要，但喺炒佢魷魚之前咧，就要佢嚟交代清楚。
But
喂，你呢件事你點啊？啊，我唔再用，可以用你噶啦。咁你解釋下。
But he ought to come with a to settle the account to give some explanation of what went on.
咁我哋知道咧，如果有咩嘅事情，老闆同你傾，咁你係應該解釋清楚嘅喎。
If something's a master call you to explain a matter, and you should do so, right?
但我唔知道佢係唔 識得悔改啊，定話佢唔肯悔改。We
don't know. He don't know how to repent or do not want to repent.
還係話究竟唔明白老闆嘅心聲係咩？Oh,
he doesn't understand what the master tried to convey to him.
佢又冇去解釋。
But he said, "I'll explain."
唔係，佢又冇去解釋。
Oh, he did not go and explain himself.
佢又冇回轉喎。He
did not repent either.
佢又更加冇求寬恕喎。
It did not ask for forgiveness either.
如果你下嚟都，哎呀，係啊，我唔啱啦，對唔住啊，我而家喺你喺我人工嗰度扣翻啦，咩咁樣樣。He
would say to the master, "I'm sorry. You can, you know, get back what I took for my wages."
啊，咁仲有喺度有下文啦，係嘛
？Maybe there are some points of negotiation.
但係佢冇。But
no.
乜都冇。Nothing. 哦，你話唔你炒我，哦咁我走咯。Are
you gonna fire me? Okay, I guess I'm leaving.
啊，呢個真係好有性格嘅人。Such
a character.
佢冇回轉，亦都冇要求寬恕。Did
I ask for forgiveness?
但係咧，佢就繼續嘅為自己嘅前途嚟做安排。Oh,
but he went planned for his future.
咁佢所做嘅嘢，我唔講啦，弟兄姊妹，你讀過你就知道。You've
read it. I'm not gonna say in detail.
啊，佢就喺度瞞騙老闆，啊，又唔徵求老闆嘅同意咧，就自己更改咗呢個欠債嘅人嘅帳目。So
without telling anything to his master, he went and settled accounts with all the debtors that own the master's money.
啊，佢真係有啲小聰明嘅。He's
shrewd.
但佢以為咧，用咁樣嘅小恩小惠咧，就可以買到人哋嘅歡心。But
he thought that will take care of the situation.
啊，咁希望第時有咩事嘅時候，我都有啲回報或者有啲回路啊。So
he was writing off the debtors' debts in hope that later that he can gain some favor from those debtors.
如果我真係俾人炒咗，走投無路嘅時候，喂。 你啊，以前我咁樣對你嘅喎，你而家點樣對翻我啊？咁咁。I'm
really out of job one day. Maybe I can go to that person. Maybe he can help me
out.啊，所以呢個管家不但只係膽大包天，佢其實真係冇將呢個老闆放喺個心裏邊。So
this steward very shrewd and bold and did not really care about this master at all.
佢以為用自己一點點嘅小聰明。 就可以咧為所欲為啦啊！誒，佢就可以咧忘恩負義。Yeah,
he thought he was just bold and shrewd, and he don't need to care about the master anymore.
弟兄姊妹，呢一個真係一個不折不扣嘅不忠嘅人。So
he's truly unfaithful.
浪費資源，固然係明顯嘅不忠。
Squandering master's goods and not faithful.
將老闆嘅錢財用喺自私嘅行為嘅上邊，更係不忠又不義。
and using his master's money and using it towards his own advantage. He's unfaithful and unrighteous.
他都說浪費主人的財物,
squandering his master's goods.
我不知道这些财物是代表什么, 但是用钱来代表呢, 这个是世界上面的价值。
You can translate into money, right? That's something that's worth something.
但是路加福音那里讲的财物, 我们对神的儿女来讲，是包括埋神俾我哋嘅聪明、知识、学问、才干、机会同埋我哋嘅地位。
So that's good. That's referring to in Luke. It speaks of our possessions, our what belongs to us, the money we earn, the health we have, opportunity that we have, the status, everything about us. Of us.
各样的恩赐,
all the gifts, talents.
各样的恩典,
all the grace that were given to us.
这是神赐给我们的财物,
intellect, knowledge, all the goods.
如果我们不珍惜而浪费, 也不善用神的恩赐来服侍祂来荣耀祂来取悦于祂,
if do not treasure such grace, but we squander and them in serving God.
反而用这些神所赐给我们的财物来满足自己，体贴自己，做自己喜欢的事，这个就是浪费了神的财物了，弟兄们。
But if we use all these things that are given to us by God to use it on ourselves for our own enjoyment, then we are squandering what the grace that God gives us.
要浪费了神的财物，就是不忠。
And that is unfaithfulness because we are squandering what's given to us.
一个不忠的行为会叫一个外表好像是很光鲜，体力是有潜质，体力有智慧的人成为一个不义的人。
And because of such unfaithfulness, although the person can be very presentable, seems like he's doing the right thing, but will cause him to be unrighteous.
你不要想,你不用说得那么严重啊?
And you say, so how severe are you describing this?
我可以不说得那么严重的,不过到时在审判的台前,你就知道了。I
can now, may not say in such a severe way, but that day will be in front of the judgment seat of Christ.
神的审判会来,
God will come and settle the account.
神的审判要是给每一个人, 不是这班人整体这样,
His judgment will come upon each individual, it's not toward a group of people.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们要谨慎啊。
Therefore, brother and sister, be careful.
活在神的面前,不要太随意啊。
Live before him, not loosely.
按照我们自己的性情,我们可以做我们喜欢的事。
According to our desire, we do what we want.
我们可以发表我们认为对的事情,
we can express ourselves what is right to us.
但是若果你的发表不是跟据圣经的话,
but if our expressions are not in line with the word of God,
弟兄姐妹,我们真的要小心,
we have to be very careful.
我们要用神所赐给我们的百般的恩赐来做管家。
The manifold grace of God God has given to us, we ought to be steward.
如果当到审判的台前，神话你是不忠不义，咁嗰阵时你话几肉酸啊？
If one day we come before the judgment seat of Christ and we are found to be unfaithful and unrighteous, oh no.
所以弟兄姐妹，我哋小心。
Be careful, brothers and sisters.
神一啲都唔会称赞啊！呢个叻仔，佢又好聪明嘅，又读书，年年考第一嘅。神唔睇呢啲嘢嘅。God
did not compliment you based on how wise you are or you get good grades in school.
神只系睇你里边有冇忠心啊。
God is looking for the faithfulness from within. Maybe you say, when you look on, no, I didn't quite say that, right, Brother Lee here? You did verse 8 especially.
Did you really
read the Bible?
Well, actually,
this unjust steward were commended. There were no bad things said about him.
Seems like.
Well, verse 8, that the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. That's not what you said. You said the opposite. How do you reconcile this? Oh, we have to study the word of God. What did it say?
主人就夸奖这不义的管家，他作事聪明。圣经没说，哎，这个管家真是聪明仔，叻仔。
The master commended and just do it because he had dealt shrewdly.
圣经只是说他作这件事都是聪明。On
this particular task, he did well.
为什么啊？
Why is that?
他说因为今世之子在世事上
And he explained, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in this generation, in their generation, than the sons of light. So the Lord saying this parable is not to commend this unjust steward or want us to learn from him. But to tell his disciples that the sons of light, most of the time, are not as shrewd as the sons of this world.
在俗世的事情上面是没那么聪明的。我加了这句。In
dealing of the matters in this world, that the sons of light is not as shrewd, most often time, not as shrewd as the sons of this world.
所以, 不是夸奖这个管家做事这件事情，他应该是应该有学习的余地，乃是话俾我哋听熟悉嘅人，用我哋简单嘅话，未信主嘅人同埋嗰啲信主嘅人，佢个比较系一个系有比较，系有。
It should truly show the difference between the sons of light, which is us, the believers, versus the sons of this world, which are the unbelievers.
因此对于处理属世的事情，今世之子和光明之子，他在处理的上面，在动机的上面。 或者在方法上面，非基督徒是教基督徒聪明。So
in the matter of dealing with worldly matters, the sons of light, the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light, than the Christians.
或者你唔知道我係講乜嘢咁樣啊？
Maybe you don't know what I'm referring to.
嗱，我相信咧。 好多弟兄姊妹，你都睇过、听过或者读过一啲名人嘅奋斗史嘅。Or
maybe brothers have heard some of the biographies of some of the spiritual giants. Or just any
faithful person,
a famous person in the world.
即系啲名人啊，佢哋嘅奋斗史。Like
a famous person in the world, how they arrive at where they are.
啊，比如嗰阵时咧，佢系。 好窮嘅，好似周潤發咁樣，又話咩鄉下仔咁，但係後來咧，哇！而家做大明星啊。Previously,
for example, they come from a very poor background, and now they're successful in this world.
即係嗰啲人，我唔係話佢咩，不過我要講俾弟兄姊妹聽，咁佢哋呢啲嘅人，為咗自己嘅前途。 为自己的理想和将来，他们是真的花了很多的时间、精神和力量。
For their own future, for their own goals that they pursue, they actually put in a lot of effort, energy into them.
用尽他们的才智、能力，为着一个将来的美好的一个将来和一个完美的结果。
Time, energy, opportunity, effort, everything they put into it to achieve their own goals.
他们真的值得，这些这样的毅力真的值得人来称赞。
So such perseverance are commended by all.
我也都很佩服这样的人。
I really admire, go ahead. I really admire such persons.
他们的成功是曾经用做过功课，他们的成功是落过苦功。
There are much hard work behind their success.
很多时候我们称这些的人成功的人士。
We call those successful persons.
或者说是一个他很专业的一个的人的表现。
Call them professionals.
这一点弟兄姊妹不会不同意的，是吗？
Right, well, you will not disagree with me, correct?
但是他们终极目的是为什么呢？
But what is their utmost intention?
为了自己的前途。
It's for themselves, for their own good.
为了自己的满足。
For their own prosperity.
他们付出了很大的代价。
They put forth everything to achieve them.
这点我们是称赞的。
We admire that, yeah.
但是那里没有讲到他们咁嘅付出，咁多嘅努力，咁多嘅精神系时间，系为着嗰位救佢哋嘅主。如果佢哋系基督徒嘅话
，But if they were Christians, they were to put forth all that energy, time, opportunity, effort into the service for God. But it was for themselves.
但我哋今日，我哋呢啲称为基督徒嘅人。
But those who are called, those of us who are called Christian,
我哋有冇咁样嘅毅力？有冇咁样嘅付出
？Do we have such a perseverance, such a giving of ourselves?
好简单啊，我哋就知道啦。我咧就好佩服嗰啲唱大戏嘅人啊，等知唔知咩唱讲？Chinese opera.
For example, I really admire those who sing Chinese opera.
那些人呢，将整套戏几个钟头的戏，那些的对白都记在脑里。
So the performance a few hours long, and they memorize the script very well.
他们表演的时候又能够唱得准，又配晒音乐，配晒动作，咁样讲得一句一句冇错的。
So when they perform, when they converse, during the performance, everything is so fluid and perfect and complete.
啊，你係咪好佩服咁啊？冇得偷睇嘅喎。
And you cannot find a cheat sheet anywhere.
就咁記住喎。
It's all by memorizations. And sing it out. Sing it out.
如果呢個字幕唔 show 頭先嗰啲嘅歌詞
，There's no screen for them to read the script off.
如果我们头先啊，头先啊，未整好嘅嗰啲音响。
If we don't have the projector up earlier，
咪第二页命书出嚟，你又唔识上落去噶啦。
We don't know what's coming next. You don't remember. You forget.
明我意思啊？明我意思讲
嘅。You get me, brother sister？
吓，嗰度有关。世界的人，今世之子，他们将四个钟头、几个钟头的戏剧完全放在脑海里面。我们呢三节都不记得。
So I'm giving example, brother and sister, those performers are so good, they put so much effort into memorizing 4 hours of scripts, but for us, those few verses.
我想我不需要再讲得太多了，是吧？
Do you understand?
为什么主人夸赞这个不义的管家作事聪明？因为今世之子在世事的上面比较光明之子更加聪明。
The master commanded and just steward, because he doubts truly, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light.
本来我还有两点要讲的。
I should have two more points.
但我讲不下去了，没时间。
But because of time, I have to stop.
所以我就会留到下一次。
I will save for next time.
但无论如何，弟兄姊妹。
No matter what, brothers and sisters.
神要的，今天要的，不是一个。 叻仔唔系要一个勤快嘅人，未必系一个勤快嘅人。
God is not necessarily looking for a professional or someone that is diligent, act very quickly.
神嘅要求系我哋都要作一个忠心的管家。But
God, what God requires of us is to be faithful.
我哋低头祈祷。Let's
pray.
主耶稣，我哋感谢你，因为你嘅话明明嘅同我哋讲，主啊，你要嘅系一个忠心又良善嘅管家。Lord
Jesus, we are so thankful because you plainly tell us that you are looking for a faithful and a good steward.
求主将呢一个嘅心智放喺我哋嘅里边。Lord,
may you give us such a heart.
让我哋喺你面前一同嘅追求，达到你嘅所要嘅位置。So
together before you, we all pursue the same.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.